This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ARS Restoration, here when you need expert help with fire, flood, and water damage repair the most. To consult with ARS Restoration Specialists, please call 401-722-9595 or visit them online at arsserve.com.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on...
AM 790.
Yes, we are here.
How are you? How are you today, Dina?
I'm good. Hold on. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Yeah.
So,
what is today? Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2017, and we are here today in the studio. We are talking, we're actually going to have somebody on the radio soon, Jim Brooks from ARS. But if you're just tuning in to us today, and this is the first time you are tuning in, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Now, Dina, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs here.
This isn't live. Is this live yet? Is my mic? Sorry, Chrissy, give me a second.
That's okay.
All right, hold on.
It's fine.
Wow, so that never happened. So you can't hear.
Yeah, that's okay.
So we are very sorry, guys. We have a little bit of technical difficulty. My mic and my headphones was not working, and now I think it's Chrissy's. It's not working. So what we're going to do is start all over. Chrissy's getting some help from our producer, Crystal, right now. She'll be back. Okay. As Chrissy said earlier, it is Tuesday, April 25th, and it is 4:08 p.m.
Nothing like a curveball.
Oh, you're back with us.
I am back.
Oh,
okay. How are you?
All right, let me sit down because I'm standing up.
It was panic moments here.
I was like, I can't hear.
It's fine.
Oh, my God. I'm like sweating now. All right, hold on.
It's good. Everything's good.
See,
we're back in the swing of things here.
So, do we work well under pressure, or do we totally just
we might have bombed a little bit. Maybe people toned out, but we are back.
We are back. And just in case you're tuning in now for the first time, we apologize for that. But welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790.
Always entertaining.
Always
entertaining.
And we always say that.
We are.
And if you didn't hear us through the fumble of all that, I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my co-host Chrissy Denalian. And Chrissy,
yes,
how was your weekend?
It was great.
Was it?
Yes, it was great.
Oh, that's great.
I did a lot of fun stuff.
You did?
Yes.
Me too. I had a great weekend.
What did you do?
Anything? So no really kid stories this weekend. I didn't have the kids this weekend. They were with their daddy. I went to Connecticut. I went to a wine and beer tasting at this beautiful barn. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Ooh.
Oh, it was one of those just real nice settings with all white lights inside.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The wine was good. The company was great. I had a great
time. People
are
going to think we were drinking wine before the show.
No. Well, God, with that introduction, can't wait to listen to that playback. Maybe Crystal can edit all that out when we post it up on iTunes. So just in case you are tuning into IREM Today, we are your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And I know Chrissy was trying to say earlier, even though that there are a lot of these fun syndicated programs right now on this radio station.
We're fun and entertaining.
But we're not syndicated. So what does that mean?
That means that they can call us in the studio anytime during our show. And our phone number here locally is 401-437-5000 or 888-345-5000. 0790. And we're actually, I mentioned a little earlier that
I
we're
missed that.
Yes, I know you're in a panic. We are going to be having somebody on the radio today from ARS, Jim Brooks.
Yes.
He's going to be calling in.
Yes.
And he is with ARS Restoration. And if you have any questions for him about the restoration business or about his particular business or even his bio, he can answer any questions for you as well. And you can call in here.
Yeah, Jim's one of our friends from of IRAM, and Jim's company ARS is going to be hosting a two-day OSHA seminar that's coming up that we're going to talk to him about. So we're going to talk to Jim in a little bit. So again, just in case you didn't hear us earlier, we are IRAM, and IRAM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management, and we are the most professional group in the country, although global.
Yes,
global.
And globally,
we are global.
We are
for managing real estate. Locally, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is what we do here. What do we do here, Chrissy?
We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or a single family home or a tenement building or just any kind of little commercial building or anything.
A giant community like you.
Maybe.
It's giant. You
it's
have a lot
big.
Of responsibility.
But that's okay.
You're amazing.
It's all right.
I think
I'm here now. I'm here now. But if you are, you know, if you do do any of those things, the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. Also, if you're looking for a career in property management, or maybe you're looking for something different, or you want some kind of training or an education or even a designation so you can be recognized as a professional property manager, What kind of designations do we have?
Well, we have two of them, and the first one we can talk about is our ARM.
That's our arm.
That's our arm, which I have two, but not you have not, three.
I do.
And your so ARM, that means you are.
It's the accredited residential manager.
You are.
So that means that I went to.
Means you're a big deal.
No, I went to classes. I got my ARM. We had a little induction last year.
You
and,
did.
I'm one of the ARMs.
Imagine I was at that installation dinner, and I had no idea who you were.
And now we met.
And all I wanted to do was eat, and I'm like, oh, there's like 20 people getting installed tonight. And little did I know that a year later, we'd be on this show together. So that's pretty amazing. So yes, we got installed. And then the other one that we have is what, Chrissy?
It is the CPM, which is the Certified Property Manager. And like Jack Bence likes to say, that is like a degree from Harvard.
It is.
It's the Cadillac of all designations.
It is. And he is one, which is pretty amazing. He's got both of the designations. So even Jay Martin, who was here last week.
He carries both
He carries
well.
Both as well. And again, I'm still going to try Denise from Simon. If you are listening right now, you're coming on the show. Denise is a friend of mine. They're a friend of IRAM. She's actually going through the CPM process right now. And I think she said she was slated to be finished in July, although I could completely be making that up. But
And I had no idea when Jason was saying that it could take you a year, it could take you.
Yeah, so I guess you can do
weeks.
It at your own leisure,
right.
Where your ARM, you just go for that 1 week, you take your test, correct? Yeah, because when she had said that to me, I was like, why is all this fluctuation in time? Right. But I didn't know it was.
No, you said somebody
leisurely.
Flew out from California to over
from
here because it was
Compton. Yeah. No, was it Oakdale? Compton? It was somewhere.
It was somewhere.
She
in
flew
California.
Out to come here to take one of her last classes that she needed, and we were the only place offering it. And she wanted to.
Finish
her company
it for the
wanted
end.
Her done, maybe to get it in for budget.
Right.
They didn't want to put the budget into the next year.
Yeah, but what could she have done? She could have.
She could have used some money from the scholarship fund. Maybe if IRAM California.
Maybe.
I wonder how many IRAMs there are in California.
There's probably quite a few.
We have.
There's quite a few complexes out there.
It
so
definitely is.
I would think so.
And if she did, hopefully she was able to tap into the scholarship funds, because we have our scholarship fund here.
We do, and we have tons of money.
Yes, and we want to give it away to you.
We do.
We do.
Maybe
so,
to me? Or
well,
to you?
To me. Not to me. I keep talking to you about this.
I know. She really wants her ARM.
I do. I'd love to get it, but
she just wants to get into property management for a year. That way she can get her ARM and say, I have an ARM as well.
I should do it. Yeah, because I think you and I need to be equals. And then you're going to go get your CPM and show me right up. So
stop
that's
it.
Okay. So talking about the CPM, so I walk into Pisern.
Yes.
I have nothing. I'm grandfathered in as a property manager, which means I have experience.
Right.
I just don't have a designation attached to my name. And then Jane Smith walks in next to me, and she has ARM or CPM attached to the edge of her name. What does that mean for
me? I'm sorry. I'm going to probably hire Jane Smith.
But what happens if you like me better?
I know. I might like you better.
So what? Maybe. So tell me why you would hire Jane.
Because
what does that designation mean to you?
It just shows me that she has the tools, training, tips all at her fingertips. She has that designation showing me that she's a trained property manager in her field. She's backed by a code of ethics.
Yeah.
All of this is very important when trying to figure out employment, too.
Yeah. So, no, it is.
I mean, and even through the IREM website, there are different... different jobs that you can get through the website. You can look at different job postings
on there. Yes, we do have that tab for the job postings. And also, speaking about the application for the scholarship fund, if you go onto our website, iremri.org, you can fill it out. And when you hit submit, it goes to Karen Cuddle.
Yes, and Karen is our association executive.
She is.
And handles everything. You can contact Karen at 401-479-7734.
Fantastic. I'm trying to still get Karen on the show, though.
She is refusing.
She's bobbing and weaving.
We're
She's
trying.
Definitely ducking out on me, but I think it'd be great for Karen to come on the show and just kind of tell us, you know, pretty much how she runs it. Like,
she runs
what
everything.
She runs everything and what she does on a day-to-day basis.
She's
I'm
just
sure
crazy.
She just puts out all kinds
I
of
know.
Fires. Actually, I'm going to meet her at some point tomorrow because I have all of the IREM stuff in the back of my truck from the Who's Who Builder Showcase last week. 2 weeks ago, maybe, at Gillette.
Oh, we can talk about that as
yeah,
well.
I've been
yeah.
driving around. So we have, we're going to talk to Jim when we come back. I know Jim just called in.
Yeah.
So he's waiting for us.
Perfect.
And let's see what else we got. So we got Jim on. We're going to talk about what he does. We're going to talk about ARS. We're going to talk about the seminar.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. So
sounds
we'll
wonderful.
Do all of that when we come back from this next break. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We will be right back.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:20 p.m. here at IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I am Dina Cimarelli along with my fabulous co-host, Chrissy Denalian.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I feel like I have a new set of ears, a new mic. I feel like a whole new world over
We're
here.
Moving from jack to jack
we
around
are.
Here.
We it's, are just rotating around the table.
And it's already as hot as it could possibly be in here. It's fantastic. So we are live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And before we left for break, we know
great.
That we
How
had Jim Brooks had called in from ARS Restoration Specialist, and Jim is on the line. Hi, Jim. How are you?
You know, I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, good. Jim, did you happen to listen to the beginning of the show?
So I was kind of scrambling around. I'm beating the rain, running back from a lunch appointment because I knew I was going to call in. So I was kind of scrambling around and beating the raindrops because it is raining heavily in southern Connecticut right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, same here. Yeah, well, we had a little bit of a few technical difficulties, but our fabulous producer, Crystal, kind of helped us out.
She
but
did.
I can't wait to
Big
hear
time.
The playback.
I know.
So, Jim, welcome to the show. We know that you are the business development manager at ARS. And
I am.
You are, and you have over 10 years cumulative of disaster restoration experience, which you're using right now towards ARS, correct, in the business development team?
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, that's fantastic. And tell
I
us
sure
a little bit
can.
About ARS. We know that opened, that the company opened in 1987. And can you give me a little blurb about ARS?
Our fabulous owner, Mr. Rich
we are happy to be celebrating our 30th year in business this year.
30
years
amazing.
Ago in the basement.
Our fabulous owner, Mr. Rich Pilch, started the organization with his brother 30 years ago in their basement
to where we are now with
the dedication of 170 employees. Not only him and his family,
we are a unique
but
organization
else
that
along
provides
the way
service
we are now
with
just under 170 employees and 7 offices.
With disaster
we are a unique organization that provides emergency services for any type of property, commercial or residential, with disaster planning, with service, and education opportunities.
That's fantastic.
Yes, especially from a property manager standpoint. I know that we always love to hear from restoration companies and always, I mean, there's so many of them out there.
Well, we're a unique,
I was just wondering, you know, what makes your
based on our structure
what makes
where
ARS
we are
different
family
from
owned
all the
and
others.
Our franchise. So the
well,
benefit
we're
that
unique,
that gives us is that
organization based on
we're
our structure
able to utilize
where
we are family owned and we're not franchise.
Our organization
so the benefit
to
that that gives us
folks
is
from
that
office to office.
We're able to utilize our resources within our organization to
restoration affiliates, which
from office to office
to grab resources
and
from
we also have
our
regions.
Within
Previously, I had spoken with Sean a little bit, one of your associates, and he had talked about the training program.
Last year was our largest year. We educated over 3,000 property and insurance-related professionals throughout New England. And we're actually having, through IRM, there is going to be an OSHA training, which is partnered with ARS, and that's going to be held on May 2nd and 3rd. I'm not part of that one, but I'm sure Sean and my other colleague, Brian, will be part of that. Steve Sorkin will be part of that.
Are you part of that, Jim?
And I'm not part of that one, but I'm sure Sean and my other colleague, Brian, will be part of that. Steve Sorkin will be part of that.
We try to piggyback with them.
We hold a number of classes in Wallingford, Connecticut. We're trying to get a little bit more involved in that one.
We try to piggyback with them.
They hold a number of classes in Wallingford, Connecticut. We're trying to get a little bit more involved in that one.
Regional conference, which we're having again this September,
which was fantastic. We look forward to participating in that one.
We had the first one last year down in Mystic, Connecticut, where they had like a regional conference, which they're having again this September, which was fantastic. We look forward to participating in that one again.
Yes, Chrissy and I were there. I think actually myself and Jason Martins may have came up to
I was the ham in that one. I think I got in front of that camera all afternoon.
I had you guys on Facebook Live with us. I'm pretty sure that. I don't know. Oh, all right. So
I was the ham in that one. I think I got in front of that camera all afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think some. I don't know if we ended up talking about the Patriots or something was going on. I think we totally got off topic, but we were definitely having a side conversation. So Jim, tell me a little bit about your experience so far working, you know, with IRM as far as like networking and being a friend of IRM. Do you see, what has the value that you've seen
IRM is quite unique.
A member? It says you've been a member since 2012 yourself specifically.
I find the relationships and the networking opportunities that I have with them, whether it's IRM, the networking opportunities that I do, whether it's a golf tournament that they're doing, or the calendar year early fall, they'll have a dinner at a given restaurant with a wine from different regions, and it's a great opportunity to mingle with other great
associated within the industry and also learning about foods and that's very popular.
Different regions.
They do a lot
and it's a great opportunity to mingle with other associates within the industry and also
I just
clients.
Think it's another
and
avenue
very
to help build business
and
growth
they do
for the
a lot of good educational
very good.
Offerings. And I just think it's another avenue to help build business growth for the organization. They're very good.
You got Dina's attention, that's for sure.
I'm all
she was just talking
right
about.
So that's fantastic that you have that dinner. Maybe my IRM Rhode Island chapter 88 can take note in that and possibly provide us
a
with
wine
a
sommelier.
Fantastic dinner with a wine sommelier, and you know we can do that kind of stuff. I mean that's pretty cool. We have a wine tasting night. We have it sponsors our scholarship fund, so we did that back in November, which was nice. But I,
wonderful raffle prizes that go along
what they
with
did
that.
Last year
I'm
not, at
I'm talking about his sit down dinner where he pairs his wine with his amazing food.
It was a little bit of a reunion, and she was so knowledgeable. And what the chef brought out to what they were matching up with the wines was just phenomenal.
All right, Jim, as much as I want to hear about the great, wonderful night that you have, we're actually going to cut to break right now. And for no other reason other than we have to, we can definitely pick up on this when we get back. But stay on the line. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we'll be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Welcome back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I am Dina Cimarelli, along with my co-host, Chrissy Denalian, and we are live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. It is 4:34 on this rainy Tuesday.
Dreary, horrible day.
And we have Jim Brooks on the line. Jim, you still with us?
I am.
All right.
So, Jim, I was wondering, what type of services
does
ARS
dealing with any
offer?
Type of situation with water, ARS fire, provides emergency mold, services for commercial really any type buildings of that are dealing with any type of situation with water, come in and fire, mold, put together a game plan, and come up with really any type to of catastrophic situation. Our expert staff also can come in and put together a game plan and come up with solutions to get to pre-loss conditions. And we also offer reconstruction services for the client if they also would like that.
It depends on the time of the year and any different situation.
What are the most common reasons for people calling?
Property companies where
it depends on the time of the year and any different situation. So we'll have calls from
lower unit companies where they'll have a sprinkler head and they go off on maybe the
regular clients and they've got water all the way down to their lower units on the main floor and we'll get calls just from questions
regular
for,
clients
or we may
just
meet
for a
with
consultation
to come in
and
put together a plan
so they have things in place
something
they
have
questions
for, ready to go
or we may meet with a property company
does occur
and put together a disaster plan
so they have things in place and they are ready to go God forbid if that situation does occur and they know they have someone that they can call.
So I know that when looking through the ARS website, I know that they are heavily involved in different types of charities. What charities are they still involved with?
And it's an organization that deals with
one of the biggest ones that we're involved with is the Gloria Gemma Foundation, and they're based in Rhode Island.
Sister,
and it's an organization that deals with families where either
a woman or a mother or sister
11 years ago
dealing with breast cancer.
One of our largest events that we dear
to our organization.
We do three during the year.
It started 11 years ago,
casino night,
and one of our largest events that we do for that foundation, and we do three during the year,
over 2,000
is we do an annual casino night.
It's always on the last Saturday
and,
of March.
It's a wonderful evening for
we get over 2,000 participants that come.
Any type of help
it's always on the last Saturday
of March,
and
we look for sponsorship opportunities
and any type of help
from
a lot of effort from our employees.
And from our friends
and,
that we've
over the past 11 years,
organization,
ARS has been fortunate
over $3.5
million.
a lot of effort from our employees and from our friends that we have given this organization just a little over $3.5 million.
Wow, that is amazing.
Well, you need to come back.
That is absolutely amazing. I actually attended that casino night, God, I want to say 3 years ago.
Well, you need to come back.
I know, I need to
come
back.
How did you hear about it?
Well, you know what's funny? So in my prior life, my past life, before I was involved in the property management industry, I used to own a bakery, as you know, Chrissy, and Gloria Gemma had reached out to us just for a donation for one of their events. I forget which one the first one was, because at that time, they had an office on Mill Spring Avenue, and I think they've since moved, if I'm not mistaken, but they had asked us for just a donation of cupcakes, and we had donated, you know, probably about, I don't know, 4 or 5 dozen, whatever the need was. And then from there, I actually got involved with them, with Maria Corselli. She's a part of Gemma, and she would come and ask us, you know, for any type of donation to help them host a party. I've actually co-sponsored a cooking show with them one night out of Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath. So I just got involved with them. When I was a business owner, I was able to do those things and give back as well, and it did feel pretty amazing. We did it more in the, and not just direct, you know, funds and cash, so to speak, but we gave products. So, you know, sweet, everybody
really
likes
nice.
Cupcakes.
Yep.
Everything was pink. It was great stuff. And
well,
then I started going to some of the events.
There.
But yes, I do attend the big water fire every year. That's for sure.
Yeah, we're there as well.
If you haven't come to a site tent there,
definitely
Casino Night is our
evening.
It's the biggest event we do during the year.
We don't get any major.
If you haven't come, put it on your bucket list.
Like you see some of the other organizations.
It's our evening.
We don't get any major
dollars, and that gets you like 20 tickets.
Like you see some of the other organizations.
I think
it's
our highest sponsorship.
70 employees
is,
and friends and vendors,
and that gets you like 20 tickets,
$25 here,
$10 here,
$50 here,
and then some of those scattered
friends and vendors
just all coming together.
$25 here,
$10 here,
$50 here,
and then we do a golf tournament.
And then some of those scattered
$1,000
that we do is we do a football pool each year
here and there, but
it's really a big team effort.
And then we do a golf tournament,
and another big event that we do is we do a football pool each year,
on our website,
and we get
you've got 700 participants in that one,
and we can only
and
get you
all
the
of this information is accessible right on our website. And if you've got a friend at ARS, just reach out to us, and we can always get you the information.
And how can people get in contact with you or your company if they have restoration needs?
Our website is the best
way to get a hold of us.
Is www.ars.com,
and you can get all that information right off our website.
Or you can call our office. We have 7 offices throughout the region, and you can get all of that information right off our website.
That's great. That's good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, Jim, hopefully we'll see you soon. Do you know if you're going
to
be attending any of the IRM events in Rhode Island coming up soon?
The conference at the end of September. I'll be there.
If my colleagues need help, I'd love to come.
And,
but I'm definitely registered for the Rhode Island colleagues.
The conference in the end of September.
I'll be there.
We'll have whatever support you folks need.
But I'm sure my Rhode Island colleagues will be more than happy to be at those events and whatever support you folks need.
You know where to find Mansfield. He's a better golfer than I am.
Do you play golf? We have our golf.
I'll
let my colleague Sean Mansfield. I'm a better golfer than I am. I'm a better boater than a golfer. That's why I bought a boat.
Oh, there you go. Boats are nice. That's fantastic. All right,
I'm a hacker.
Well, that's what my dad calls himself, a hacker, but he loves it though. He absolutely loves it.
Hey,
all right, cool. Well, Jim,
no
hopefully we'll get to see you again soon. We're gonna say goodbye.
Joining you, right?
Yeah,
thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on last minute. We really appreciate. It.
Yeah, for sure.
It was an honor joining you, ladies. Thank you very much for having me. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. So that was great. We got to talk to Jim.
We did. And he is a friend of IRM.
He's a friend of IRM, and I'm a friend of IRM.
And what does a friend of IRM do besides have some sommeliers come over and wine nights?
Getting in touch with our chapter president. I think I turned 75 shades of red when I started to hear about his fabulous wine dinner.
Green with envy
did
over
you
here.
See that?
I know.
Unreal. I'm
she
such
was
a
like,
hater.
Oh my God.
Such a hater.
Why am I not in Connecticut? No.
Oh, you're right. So being a friend of IRM, in December was my 1-year anniversary, and I believe it was yours too. And it's just provided me a great amount of ability to network with people in the industry, both as potential clients, both to just understand what companies such as ARS does. And when I'm actually out on the road meeting with clients, just out of conversation, if they happen to bring up to me that they're looking for somebody in restoration and, you know, maybe the last company that they worked with, it didn't pan out, or maybe they just have never worked with one and need some referrals. We've got a list of like 30-something vendors that we work with all the time. And I think it's great to be able to have, you know, Jim come on and speak about what he does. And then, you know, we can then further take this information. I can refer somebody. You could potentially use them at your properties. I mean, the networking that goes on is unbelievable.
What type of memberships do we have?
We have two. We have gold and platinum as far as Friends of IRM go. And it's just, you know, again, the more you pay, the more you play. So one's a little bit of a higher level membership. But I know then we also have our association association membership.
Oh, there's an associate membership that individuals can join as
if
well.
If you don't have an ARM or a CPM.
Or if you're not even involved in a company, I think that you can
just join.
You
just do it solely.
Yeah, because I know Kara had joined as a associate membership before she went on to get
Kara
her ARM.
Did? Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, so she paid just to get, you get a little bit more of a discount, I think, on some of the events that go on.
Yeah.
And, but you still have the accessibility to all of the tools that are online.
With the association. Yes. Being a friend, you don't have, which I wouldn't need that at this point.
You don't need a lease. That's
I don't need a lease. If I ever get my ARM, maybe I will. But no, it's definitely proved to be very fruitful. As you know, two weeks ago, I was at Gillette, and we were we had a booth there at the Who's Who Builders Showcase. And I probably spoke with about 50 potential different companies, anybody from architects to painters to roofers. And, you know, everybody wanted to know how they can get in touch with property managers. And I said, well, you got to come to the events and you just got to meet people and you just got to really talk and schmooze.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I know that you've talked before about your involvement with IRM and you being new to the property management industry.
Yes.
And then just taking from a year ago where sales were at with your company to where they are today, just through the most of the relationships that you've made, even just through IRM, there's been a significant increase in your sales.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been great. It's funny because as a salesperson, you know, we're like that dreaded person, like, oh my God, here comes a salesperson. And I know properties, you
they
guys
better bring
busy.
Me presents.
Yeah, and that's what everybody wants is presents.
Give me some cookies.
And I have to say, we don't bring a lot of presents. You want to know why? I don't want to cloud people's judgment with that stuff. Is once, you know, it's fine to bring some stuff. And, you know, some of my clients actually, you know, razz me a little bit about it. But, you know, it's great to schmooze with you guys. But we want you to really work with us. We want you to get to know us. And, you know, some doors, you know, we call it not being able to get through a door in my industry, not even be able to get a meeting with the person you want to speak to. And it's funny, some of those people now I talk to on almost a weekly basis, and they become my clients.
And you're just texting back and forth.
And we're just, exactly, just texting back and forth. It's what I do. But no, it's definitely, being a friend of IRM has been great, and I try to encourage all the people that I had met with in Gillette to become a friend as well. So while I was there, I gave them some information on the different levels of the membership, and I've since followed up with all of them. I've gotten a couple replies.
Great.
And basically what I said to them was, why don't you just come to an event, see how it is. They can just pay to get in. And before you commit to any type of membership, and we'll kind of just, you know, just see what we have to offer and look me up and we'll just kind of take it from there.
And speaking of events, we're going to talk about events right when we come back. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. You'll be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:49 p.m. on Tuesday, 4/25/2017. Chrissy and I
don't even know what year it is.
We don't even know what's going on.
We
were
no
just
idea.
Side-talking about some
it's
stuff and we
fine.
Heard the music playing.
We're like, oh no.
Oh, it's our show.
Oh, right. Back to it.
Back to it. So I am Dina Semirelli along with my co-host Chrissy Denalian, and we are live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We were just speaking with Jim Brooks, the business development manager from ARS Restoration, and learned a lot about what they do and what makes them different from from others and how you can contact Jim. So if you're looking for any type of restoration services, you can reach them. What's it? ARSServe.com.
Yes.
All right. You can reach out to Jim and his team, and they will be happy to help you. They have 7 locations all throughout New England and just shy of 180 employees with their fantastically family-owned business. Would they celebrate 40 years? 30 years. It's a great accomplishment for for a family-owned business to get that large, and that's pretty amazing.
I work for a family-owned business.
I know you do.
And it's pretty large, too.
It is pretty large. Well, you guys are all across the United States. Look at you. Look at you.
Toot, toot.
No. Wow. Beep, beep. Wow. Well,
and speaking with Jim, because he works for ARS, they are actually, for some of the events that are coming up, I know we always like to talk about those, this segment.
We talk about everything.
I know, we do. But they are actually going to be doing this OSHA training for May 2nd and May 3rd. It's going to be at Gem Plumbing, which is in Lincoln. It's a two-day event, and the first day is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Second day, same thing. It looks like there is a tuition fee, early registration discount, but that's over now. But you can always reach out to Karen and give her a call. Her phone number is 401-479-7734, and see if there is any possibility that you can join last minute.
And the registration includes a continental breakfast both days as well as lunch, so they will feed you.
Well, that's always important.
That's very important for me. and also, our next big event coming up, I'm excited. I got to get a new dress.
Forget 30 years. What about 40 years? 40th.
Yeah, 40 years. Our 40th anniversary and awards night being held this year at Kirkbray Country Club in Lincoln. It's Wednesday, May 17th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. We have an appetizer and cocktail hour with some live entertainment, and then we have dinner with 2 bottles of wine on each table. So that would be mine and mine. I don't know what anybody else is going to drink. I'm just kidding. I don't drink that much wine. Maybe I do.
People are thinking that you actually drank wine before this show.
I feel like we've been talking about wine since the scholarship fund.
I think my mom's right. We're Kathy Lee and Hoda over here.
So this night, this 40th anniversary and awards night, is sponsored by the Friends of Irem, which is pretty fantastic.
We have because she's a friend. She says
I'm a friend.
She wants
and,
to just throw that in there.
I'm just going to throw it right in there. Registration does close on the 5th. I'm already registered.
Me too.
You registered?
I am too. All right. And a lot of Pacern is going. We have somebody else that's getting their ARM that night. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We always like to.
Pacern just comes out and
we
like,
just
you
come
guys
out in
roll
droves.
Deep.
We do.
It's unbelievable.
It's like tables.
It's tables. And then after that, we have our first summer event, which is our 10th annual. We got all kinds of milestones we're hitting this year with IRM. Our 10th annual IRM Rhode Island Charity Golf Tournament.
And I'm excited about this.
I am too. And the proceeds are going to be benefiting the Veterans for Tomorrow fund through the Arc of Blackstone Valley and through IRM,
the scholarship fund.
Rhode Island Scholarship Fund. So that's pretty exciting. I think
it's $600 for early bird foursome. And that's if you pay in full before May 10th. Or there's also individual golfer fees or dinner only if you wanted to do that. But I think, some of these things for the tournament sound very fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm there all day. I'm there all night. My kids are going to stay with my dad. I don't know where they're going to be. I think there's wine. I'm pretty sure there is. But like Chrissy said, we have, in addition to obviously the 18 holes of golf, we have a continental breakfast. We have lunch at the turn, which oddly enough, last year, we should have taken lunch for about 30 minutes. My foursome was out for an hour and a half, and I don't even think we completed.
Long did it take you to finish?
It was I don't think we did finish.
Oh,
I think we lost 2 holes. It was amazing.
We just lost
2 holes. Then there's an amazing steak dinner. There's a raffle. There's cigar rolling. There's a longest drive contest, and Redpath might be sponsoring that. I'm gonna be at one of the. I'm not golfing this year. I did that last year. But I am gonna be at the hole that we're going to be sponsoring, and I don't know what the poker showdown is.
I know that should be fun.
I don't know.
I'm excited because it's there.
Why are you excited? Do you play poker?
No, I'm gonna be golfing this year, actually.
Oh.
Which is kind of funny.
Oh.
I don't know if we want to call it golfing.
I'm going to heckle
you. I have a set of pink clubs. I mean, that's about
What are those? A foghorn? I'm going to get one of those when you're about
real
to...
Real nice, Dina.
What are those? Air horn? I'm going to get an air horn.
You're going to get an air horn.
I'm going to show up
fine.
On every
It's
hole.
A scramble, so that's fine. It doesn't even matter.
That's so awesome.
I'm playing with three boys. So I'm sure that we're going to use theirs every time.
It's amazing. So, and then we have a new event on the website that must have got posted from last week. So, Property Management Jeopardy. What's that, Chrissy?
Yes. Actually, Karen sent out an email about this. It said, are you looking for a fun, entertaining way to learn or brush up on your landlord-tenant law? Have you always dreamed of meeting Alex Trebek? Well,
I don't dream about that. But.
Do you find yourself answering questions in the form of a question? If so, this class is for you. I know that with the ARM, Chris Mellon does teach something like at the end of the class, make it a little more fun and have Property Management Jeopardy. So this is probably along the same line.
Well, it says this one, attorney Jeff Turk will be our host for Property Management Jeopardy. So it's, and there's a bunch of topics, anything from security deposits, sex, drugs, guns, and other threatening behaviors, Airbnb and other forms of illegal subletting. And it goes on to have maybe about seven or eight other topics as well. These are some deep topics.
VAWA, which is Violence Against Women's Act.
Fair
which
housing.
That just came up this year. So that's some good stuff.
Okay.
With that.
Yeah, that's some pretty serious stuff here. So maybe I'm thinking because of the heaviness of some of these topics, maybe it would be fun to play it in Jeopardy.
Well, I think, yeah, because of how serious it is, I think you got to make it a little light.
Yeah.
I always try to do little games or something to make it more entertaining at work. So I think that that's a wonderful little thing that they have going on. Karen just sent an email out today about this. And when is that? That one is...
This is in June.
June 14th. From 8:15 to 12 o'clock.
It's a half day. Where is it held? At 12 Acres.
12 Acres.
We love 12 Acres. You know what, too? I'd like when, even with me back when I was back in the day when I used to go to school, I think it's fun to learn in a manner like this. It's not so textbook. I actually think sometimes you retain the information even
of
better
course.
Because you remember the situation.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool.
I always loved when my teachers did like the preposition song, like at the before, behind, below, that song.
Oh, yeah.
That,
say, no,
you
can
remember
you sing
it?
That?
No. But it was always different and fun, like making it fun
like
and making
Monopoly
it original.
Game.
Right.
What's the name of that?
Pasternopoly.
Are you going to trademark that?
No.
Are you going to put that out to Hasbro?
No, I put my face on it with a little mustache.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The guy with the little clock, the Monopoly man, the Monopoly woman. So let's see. What else we got? Oh, we were going to talk a little bit about, we wanted to talk about the events. We only got a few minutes left. Again, 2 weeks ago when I was at the Builder Showcase at Gillette, we were handing out some great information about IRM and why you should join. And there's a few great, topics here. One of them I like is 82%. These are top eight reasons why you should be joining IRM. And, well, number one, obviously, it talks about the people.
Which we've talked about all
We've
the
talked
time.
About
yeah.
to death.
Right.
And we're all amazing, and all of our vendors are amazing. But also, I like this. 82% of IRM members recommend IRM and their credentials to others, which is great because I was just saying it's such a great networking organization where I've been part of, in my past life when I had the bakery and I was part of some, wedding specific networking, I almost felt like it was sometimes clicky.
Right.
And every team, you had a certain baker, a photographer,
right.
and, they all kind of work together. And I really truly here feel that we don't have any of that. I think we're okay with that. What do you think?
I do believe that, too. I think that the networking events, they're very sociable, easy to talk to people.
Yes.
People are in the same industry, so they know what you go through every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I have, so there's a few more. I don't think we're going to get
no,
to all of them
I don't
today.
Think so either.
But I do like in this brochure, it has it, the font is pretty dark, and it says globally renowned real world training. So we are global.
Global.
It's printed.
Yep.
Chris went to China.
So
I think that's what we need to talk about.
Yeah. If you are interested in anything we went over today, from the designations to becoming a friend, give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. If you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, irmri.org. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's it. Right?
Next week, we have our Rhode Island Chapter 88 President, Carrie Corvino, coming on. We can't wait to talk to her. I know she's working feverishly on her bio. And that's it. So
that's
we will
it.
Be back next week. Have a great night.
You too.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ARS Restoration, here when you need expert help with fire, flood, and water damage repair the most. To consult with ARS Restoration Specialists, please call 401-722-9595 or visit them online at arsserve.com.